us. And so let's just open our hearts and our spirits to receive the ministry from this messenger from God sent here to us in Reading. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes. You want to pray or what?
Okay. Father, I thank you for Ernesto, God. I thank you for the opportunity that we have to hear what you are doing in his life and what you are doing, Father, around the world in missions and the things, Father, that you are calling each of us to do, Father, one way or another. And I thank you for his life, Father. I pray that you will use his mouth to speak truth and encouragement to us today. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen.
No, I'm going to try it without a computer. I know that the slides will be there. I hope you can understand me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. We are in living exciting days. I live in Ecuador. I don't live in the U.S. I was born. I was raised. I speak English because I'm an orphan, and God took me, and my uncle took me for 3 years to study in Hempstead, Long Island, just for 3 years, yes, sixth, seventh, and ninth grade. And then I was sent back to Ecuador, and I was not a Christian at that time, okay? So let's see what the Lord has. Can you give me the first? Let's start reading Matthew 9:36, please. Can someone read it in the audience? I think you have a better accent than I do.
You speak better English than I do.
Let's go. Can you help me with that, Pastor? 9:36, please. Amen. Everybody loves Jesus? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh.
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Amen. I think today we are living the days of the harvest. I think you can feel it. I appreciate my brother Andrew that was sharing about Alaska. I have a contact in Alaska that I'm following him internet. His name is David Pepper. I think he's Anchorage, and he has a ministry in Amazon jungle. His heart is for the Amazon jungle river people to make disciples, and they will make other disciples. So I'm in touch with them in Alaska, and they are sending a message that impact also my heart to go to reach out for those people. And they are in Alaska, way down in, and they are doing ministry in Peru. Yes, right outside my border in Ecuador. So that's amazing. Thank you for that. And I really believe that we are in those days. And now I can see, like Karina mentioned, 27 years ago, I was like one of these person that I was helpless without knowing God. I was at the office. And I was in the office, and I was looking for a secretary that was really reading the Bible. We didn't have many work to do at that time. We were just out of college, and we were starting something. And, you know, when you start a business, you know, there's not much work to do. So Karina used that free time to read the Bible. And I was not a Christian, but I saw how she read the Bible. So after office, she left. So I go and read what she was reading is with so much attention and concentration. What was she reading? And then through that, I learned about salvation. I learned about Jesus. And to God touched me one day through Matthew 11:28. Come to me who are? Yeah, I don't know how to say that. So, and I said, wow, so I could use God, and he will help me live in this life. Not only be waiting until I will be old and, you know, getting ready to go to heaven. So I was like that one day. Can you put the next one? So, and then the next, and that's my family there. God, because I got the opportunity to hear about God, he changed my whole life. And now I have a family. Now I'm in church. And being an orphan, I met my wife at church. No, don't change it yet. And God gave me, the first time I was a father, God gave me triplets. So the oldest one, the tallest one, the two girls that they are in the couch, and the guy with the pink shirt, he's my son. They're triplets. Can you imagine? They're 18 years old now. And then I had two others, in which I got five kids. I had an opportunity to a person that was not only speaking, but was a living testimony of my life. I got the opportunity to choose and follow Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And praise the Lord for that. And now, I started that day on 92. I started an adventure and a journey walking with God. And he took me to many times and processing my life. And now, at this time, I'm a part of a staff that's of a mission organization that I've been involved for 20 years. That is called Global Disciples, which their U.S. office is in Lancaster, only 40 kilometers away from here. And tomorrow I'm on my way there to meet my co-workers and friends, which I've been involved with so many years. And God has also made me grow through them and get involved in a mission, in a vision, that stands that want to see every person have an opportunity to choose and follow Jesus. That's our vision. That's our goal. And that has God put it in my heart. I want to show you how is the world. What is happening right now? The next slide, please. That was taken in 2017 in Thailand. They were doing foot massage, and one lady, we asked them, "What is Jesus?" And she said, "What is that? That's a man on a lady. Oh, that's a name, a brand name of a shoes. What it is?" So that's a reality of what's happening in the world. Can you turn the next one? You know that two of every seven people of the world doesn't have the opportunity to hear about Jesus. And 87% of them, they live in unrestricted area. You cannot go as a missionary. You have to find ways to go. And that number is so big. If we put it in a large number, in English you say 2 billion people. You know, that's amazing. That's a big, huge number that it would take you, if we were pay you to count from 1 to 1 to get to the number of 2,000, 2 billion in English. You say 2 billions. And if we were pay you to do count 8 hours a day, you know how many years it will take you? How many years you think it will take you? Yes, give a number. Yes, try to. 10 years. It will take you 38 years. 38 years to reach that number. And that's how the world is right now. They have that huge amount of people that they don't know. They didn't have the opportunity that I had. And they are living without knowing the God who created them. They are living with the opportunity to know that God and knowing that there's a God that make a way through Jesus to live eternity for him, like the Chinese friends that you are talking about. They live in those areas, but they are around all of us. And that's what God allow us to be here, to just remind this number and have it in our heart, because we are able to do something, okay? If God has called me and we are doing our part, I think we are ready as a whole body of Jesus Christ to do our part. And we think we can do it. I think we must do it, and we think we will do it. Amen? Amen. And that was the name of the message, but I think we went too fast. But go on the next one. So that's our vision, to see every person in the world have an opportunity to choose and follow Jesus. The next one, please. Yeah. And how, you know, how are we going to do it? I think you have heard about that. The first one, you can pray about it. You know, you can pray. We were talking to Lily. How can we get involved? Yeah, we can pray. The second one, yeah, we can give. The third one, yeah, we can go. The next one, for how it was new, to share what we do, to share the information while you are around your friends. You can tell them about it, okay? You can tell them about what's going on and do start doing some actions on that direction. Amen? Usually, because it was a time frame for this, I would finish here. But I think God is moving me for more for this church. Amen? There's three type of persons sometimes. Sometimes person who will receive the message, and, you know, they are busy, and sometimes they forget. Another type of person, there are people who get the message and try to apply the message. And they apply, you know, they go to church, they go excited, they apply on Monday, and they start praying for missions, you know. You're going to put your clocks on 9:38, they're going to pray for the harvest, for the Lord of the harvest, and yes, the alarm clock puts it on, and you start praying for Monday, and you're applying the message. But after weeks or so, you know, there are sometimes you forget about it. But I think you are the kind of people, you are the third kind of people, who the message will go to the heart. And you don't need to apply it when you remember, because it's on your heart, okay? And you will live it, and the God will make it something that this message will go to your heart, and you will start taking action every day, okay? Amen? Are you that type of people? Yes, because it's time for us to go deeper. Because so the pastor, now you're going to be helping with this reading, Luke chapter 5. Are you going to go deeper with this?
Come on.
Yes? Are you going to go deeper?
Yes.
Yes? Yes? So let's go to Luke chapter 5. This is a well-known passage that talks about La pesca milagrosa. Can you repeat it in Spanish for me, please? Okay. La pesca milagrosa.
Miracle of the fish. Miracle of the fish. Catch the fish.
Yes, yes. We're going to that. Luke chapter 5. For one. And just we're going to just read one verse. Verse number 4, please. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. You know the story, right? You know the story. You have been listening to it since Sunday school. But the word that it hit my heart to share with you is that it's time to go to deeper waters. Amen? You are, Simon, Peter, he was right there in the shore. I come from the fisherman town. The town where I live, I live right by the Pacific Ocean, right by the beach, and we have the tuna companies in that part of the Pacific. So I see fishermen all the time. And sometimes fishermen they are fishing right there on the shore. But when you go deeper waters, it is different.
Yeah.
When you go deeper waters, you don't know what is going to. My brother, he doesn't know what's going to. He doesn't really know what's going to happen next summer. Change can you saw how climate change. But going deeper water, that's what God is challenging you. Challenging a church that is calling his global body to go to deeper waters in him. And yes, when you are in shallow water, you gotta attach, ankla. How you say something that will stick? That's the name. yeah, you said it better than me. So, but you have to let it go. Sometimes that type of water, you don't have many, how do you call it, waves? Yes, you don't have storms in that type. But when you go to deeper water, you don't know what you're facing. You are just following God's order to you. And you have to release, let it go, what stops you, what holds you, and go to deeper waters. Now, hope for the nation. God is calling you to, if you want to harvest a harvest, plentiful harvest, and you want to be with God's intention and with God's heart, get ready your net, and go catch in deeper waters, okay? You will not be your comfort zone. It will not be outstanding, out of your mind, but I'm inviting you to be part of the world harvest for Jesus, for this generation. Amen? Amen. Because like I said, there's two of seven persons in the world that doesn't have opportunity right now, but there are other parts. There's one person for every seven in the world that is a believer of Jesus Christ. Amen? And a newborn Christians. And right now, hundreds, thousands are coming for Jesus because of him, because it's the time of the death of Elijah. Yeah. They are every day, 100,000 of new believers are adding to the body of Christ in every nation, no matter what, because the gates of hell will not stand against the body of Jesus, the church of Jesus. Sorry, sometimes I get messed up in my Spanish and English, but I'm telling you, that's it. I'm not telling you we don't do that research, but we get that research from serious mission organization, and they're telling us that this is the time. This is the time where we're seeing the hundreds of thousands coming to Christ. These are the days. Something amazing are happening, but you have to let it go. You have to release what is behind you and go forward in Jesus. Go to deeper waters, church. Let's go. You can do it, okay? And then you will hear the voice of Jesus telling you, go and throw the nets. I was with a pastor in New York where I think he's around his 70s. His name is Alan. Karina knows. That was the first time I met him. He was in New York giving tracts a Saturday afternoon, giving tracts to reach out to Bengalese people. You know, normally I do another things on Saturday when I'm home, but he's passionate to get those, and he gave me numbers. There are 100,000 of people living in New York with them, and I want to reach them. He says, wow, what a passion for that. They are right here. We just have to let go our what stalks you, what is stuck, hold us, and go to deeper waters. Amen? Yes. Amen. Let's go for them. God has a purpose for you. And prepare the net, because they will come. They will come to you. And so let's be ready. Amen? Amen. Let's be ready to fill this, how you call it, seeds. Yeah. Let's be ready to fill them out. Let's be ready to have another service. Yeah. Because you has a purpose, okay? And God will be with you every day. Mm-hmm. Amen? Now, how are we going to do it? Please, the next one. Matthew 28. You know, I want to summarize God's strategy that we are seeing is working. Yes, it's Matthew 28. Yes, one verse. Can you read me, or you know, you memorize it, you know what it is?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, what it is. Go
to all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and
who's
them to obey all that you have commanded you to obey.
Wow.
I'll be with you to the end of the age.
Amen. And he said to who? To who he said that?
His disciples.
So the strategy of Jesus, what we are seeing happen in reality, is working with the body of Christ, from every denomination, for every nation. We are calling them to step forward, to embrace this vision, and to do something about it. And we are seeing it happen in the name of Jesus. Amen? So if you see that logo behind, it's a little thing that says Global Disciples, but we are not planting Global Disciple churches. We are not planting Global Disciples where to train. We are just connecting, cooperating with the whole body of Jesus Christ from right now for 50 nations, and we are training them, and we are training their leaders so they could train other leaders. Amen? That's the way of multiplication, training leaders so they could do the work. Amen? Amen. So working through the God, looking to the Bible, seeing that, that this great commission was command for the body of Jesus Christ, and just working with them. And just working where they are in the need, working with the New York culture churches. What I meant with this is, you see, unreached people groups are in all around the world. They could be in North Africa. They could be in Panama. They are close. So we go to those. We are looking for those cluster churches close to them. And we're going to say, hey, this is the need. Are you willing? What do we pray about? And start doing something about it. And then normally our people who says, yes, I want to multiply. Yes, I want to go there. And we are looking for those type of leaders and investing our lives in them so they are willing to multiply. And that's how we are applying this God's given strategy to reach the whole world. Amen? It's not a thing about money, because that Great Commission also says nothing about money. It just says go. Amen. Yes, go. He also says, hey, I'm an Ecuadorian. I cannot go. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to a plane ticket. And he just says, go. And the Lord will provide for you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Please give us the next one. So that's how we do it. We do it that. Yeah, it came backwards, but that's okay. I did it wrong. I was too tired. I was too nervous too. Please keep on the next one. And so our central focus is identifying the body of Christ that are close to their unreached areas and trying to equip leaders that they send us and that they select, and giving them a vision to mobilize church planters, especially to those unreached people groups. Okay? That's what we do. The next one, please. You know, and what we teach. What we teach, it's a lot of package for so many short time, but I'm just telling you that this is what we do. In John chapter 20, my dear pastor will also help me with this. I think you're going to go with Andrew and me to Alaska and then to the nations. Amen? Yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now you get ready, because that's a cold and that's a hot. You have to choose. Where? But God will be with you. Amen? Yes. Yeah, I want the... 20 and 21, please.
After he said this, he showed them his hands and sides. Is that
the 19, yes. Well, that night...
I need a flashlight.
There you go. Thank you. Amen. As the Father sent me. What we do when we prepare about missions, and we're going to be a church that will go on missions, we want to prepare to be like Jesus. We want to be prepared to be like Jesus. This is not just a commissioning thing that says, go. Like, no, he says we have to go like the image of Jesus. We have to make an impact in the world. We have to be transformed first. And then we are able to transform others. We need to receive from the Lord first to give it out to others, okay? I'm speaking to you right now, and this morning I was shocked by God's and telling me, Ernesto, you have to not only honor me with your mouth, you have to do it with your heart. Yeah. Just before coming here, and I said, Lord, what? Sorry, forgive me. I'm going to share in a few minutes, and you're telling me this. Okay, so I need to go back soon and just go and open my heart to the Lord. This is an everyday situation. Just being like Jesus is not easy. Just accepting the Lord, you can accept it. It's an option. But just being like Jesus will take your life. Amen? We have to die every day. We have to die. It's a daily thing. So, what we do when we teach, there are two things that they could do, the model that we're going to train them, but we're going to also train to transform people's heart. So it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of things. In a few moments, we're gonna do more, but those are the core thing that we do, is the train them to be like Jesus and then send them out. And while we do that, we are changed. We are impact. The first time Karina, I share about it, he said, send me a newsletter, what's going on with a person that you sometimes support. I will show a picture later. And while I was writing this story, I had to confess to Karina that it was a matter of repentance too, because God sent me the Alaskan contact to ministry the Amazon, and I sent it out to a friend. I said, God, here I am, send my brother. And that's what I did. I need to confess that, you know, God, here I am, send my brother, because that was not my area. I was only sent up for Mexico. So, but the Lord remind me, I sent you, and because nothing happened. So I asked forgiveness for that. And Lord gave me a vision that I was in a river. And I thought it was the Amazon, but it wasn't. It was Panama. Now I know. Amen? But thanks God, because we are merciful God. I am just a normal people like you. That I have my desires, I have my life, I have my kids. But God has called me, like he's calling you, to go to deeper waters and do your part. Yeah. Amen. And daily, be like Jesus, because that's the way we can transform. That's his way. With him, bind with him, the vine, like the vine, like John 15. Just be with him, and then he will make it possible. Can we live like him every day? Amen. So, the next one, please. So we are seeing that like that. So we are one of the values that we go on, because we want to, I already said it, is walk with intimacy with Jesus. The next one, that's our like core value, trusting relationship. The next one, risk-taking obedience. The next one, I'm wearing integrity. The next one is serving with humility and transforming prayer. That's our main topics that we go and teach and practice every day in our life. The next one, please. So those are the trainings that we do. We do model trainings. We do number one, discipleship training. Okay. We train the basic, and they contextualize to their settings. This is a self-sustainable program. We help them for 3 years, but all we tell them is you have to sustain this by yourself. So that's why we work with cluster churches. And usually because we say people go and plant churches, so they say, okay, we need people. And that's the program number one. The second one, we need money. The program number two is small business development, okay? So, hey, look the Apostle Paul approach and work and do your part. And through business, start building relationships. And that's a way to interest those close communities that they are not open freely to the gospel. And the third one is leadership. You know, strong leaders build strong churches. Okay? And then they're ready to multiply churches, and it's a cycle like that. Let's go on, please. We've seen this in different settings. We see this in Turkana region. The next one, you will see a person. He's Benson. He's a business. That's his business. You know, he puts goats, and then he goes to the village. He's a Turkana. He goes to a village, and then he trade the goats with other cereals. And while he's doing that, go to the next one. He's talking. That's where he lives. That's the type of village where he lives. It's like the grays that you say in coal is the backwards for the height. Yeah, it's really, really hot. And that's the type of village he goes to. The next one. And, you know, that's he's leading people to Christ. The next one. Oh, sorry. The next, he got baptized and he has a family. Yep, he's working. He has planted more than 100 churches. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. The next one. Now we're seeing in Asia. Look, Asia, the next one, please. Young people, young adults people. They are getting the vision. They are getting passion. The Lord is putting their vision in their heart, passion. They are like Jesus went there in that Bible text in John 20. You know, he blew the Holy Spirit yes. over them, and they were ready yes. to do the mission work. Exactly is happening in that's Nepal, one of the really high risk countries in the world. 25 years ago, they were like 15 Christians. Now they are thousands of Christians, okay, that living by faith. The next one, please. They're going to extreme remote areas where there's really cold, and they're changing people's lives through the gospel. The next one, like her, she's only 17, and she's sharing the gospel with her students. Our students in their community, and they are accepting. And like you said, they are not allowed to carry a Bible. They're even right now a law that is against to be changing religion. You're gonna be on jail, but they are coming out. They're doing the work, and God is with them. Amen. The next one, please. And what's happening in Panama? You know, you raise a fund. I don't know when. You raise a gift for this brother. His name is Francisco. He wasn't able to go to a training. He wasn't able. It was a flood on Panama on this last training season. And he was not able to come to an October training that it was in Bolivia because we cooperate. We pay half of ticket, but they have to come with the other half. But he was good. He sent me pictures. He was flooded. He said, we can't. We can't. But you made it possible for this young boy. He speaks Spanish, but he's from the Waunan tribe that lives in the right border of Panama that goes to Colombia. There's not a highway there because of all the drug issue and political issues. There's a rainforest, a deep rainforest, and that's where his community lives. Right there. He said, well, now you see his wife is using a skirt, type of skirt different. Yeah, they use that type of skirt. And he was able to train with a gift from you. Amen? And he was there. Look, go to the next part. And there are people who was trained for because he was trained. He was able to be trained. Now he went back to train others. Okay, your gift multiply. Your gift didn't went to not only ticket, but your gift multiply. We investing in people. We're able to reach out for others. That's the graduation service right there. People a diploma, and you see the crowd of people doing the outreach, giving the matching and preaching the word. Amen. It's happening. Working to the body of Christ. It's just amazing. And I'm here to say thank you. I'm here to say thank you. Because you didn't know us, but you were able to support one young guy. And now the whole cloth of the churches were trained in those three areas, small business and leadership. And they are implementing, they are working how to implement this. And God is receiving the honor. Amen. Can you give the next one? You see, in 2006, the next one, well, it was 2017. I got the wrong number there. But through this, in the whole world, close to 2,000 new churches were established, okay? And the next one, close to 45,000 of new believers were incorporated into the body of Christ, okay? Let's give the next one. You will see. That's in the color countries. That's where we work. That's where we work with Global Disciples. My role is a facilitator, and there are 120 facilitators around the world working in more than 50 countries, and working with more than 1,300 programs like that that focus are multiplying churches, and the numbers are like 5,000 in Asia, 35,000 in Africa. And like 800 new believers in America. So, well, not in America, from Mexico to that we call South America or Latin America. It's only 800 numbers. You see, the numbers are short because we need more trainings. The numbers are short because we need more passionate fellowship and trainings to train others. Amen? The next one, please. Our goal this year, God has put us a goal, and we're going to start training in September. We're going to start training in Cuba. There's five denominations, 11 pastors who are waiting to be trained in Cuba, okay? And we're gonna make it possible. When I came here, I already penned the down payment. It was 20%, and I have separate the place to train 11 pastors who will train 150 disciple makers who will plant at least four churches in Cuba. In where in Cuba? Unreached areas. What state, what province? Matanzas and Holguín, where witchcraft and voodoo, they are playing. They are it's incredible. And we're also going to Venezuela. Who has heard that Venezuela is having problems? Our Venezuela church is having problems? We want to work there in Venezuela. We're going to work in Maracaibo, our first contact in Venezuela. And these are new countries. These are all new countries. God also put Haiti? How you say that? Haiti. Good. Yeah, Haiti, one of the poorest countries. There's Christian church there. So we want to work with them. And a brother we're going to visit this month. He's going there and connecting these cluster churches and invite them to train on October. It will be a different date, but we are training in October. We train in September in Cuba because we have to be, they cannot leave the country. We have to come inside the country and be really careful with the authority because they are not Christians. I could go to jail, okay? And another country is El Salvador. We are also going to expect them to train in October. The next one, and my dear brother, Mexico. Yes, Mexico. We're going to train again in Mexico in the late September. And what country in Mexico? You see that purple state? And you see the number 2.39? That's the percentage of Christians in those states. And that's where my brother Saul has their family. And we were talking last night. I didn't know that he was coming from Michoacán or his relative. But he says, hey, there. And you see all those states, there are 200 municipios. How you say that? Yeah, that's you pronounce well. And with less than 0.1% of Christian, 0.1 right there in Mexico. We have been working in Mexico for the last 15 years, but we're working south. We're working south where those green and yellow states are. But hey, say we have to move in those states where you know the drug dealers are, the Catholic Church has their strongholds. We have to go there. There's no witness of Jesus Christ. So we also gonna train there in Mexico. Amen. Amen. Let's go. That's for this year project. And yes, and we just want to thank you. It will need a lot of prayer, it will need a lot of support. So I just want to just give a word of encouragement to just go to deeper waters and obey his word. And don't remember that also do your part. Amen? May the Lord bless you and he will be exalted. Amen? Amen. All glory to God. Amen.